The spin room might be a good name for an amusement park ride or part of a fun house that makes it a perfect fit for a presidential campaign, which can get a bit wacky, even in these early days. This week in New Hampshire, many of the Republican candidates met on stage to debate, some for the first time. It was also the first presidential debate for NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro. Afterwards, candidates, journalists, and surrogates gathered in the famed spin room, and here's a page from Ari's reporter's notebook.
The idea of a spin room somehow seems at odds with journalism. After all, spin is basically propaganda, distortion. The whole room devoted to the art suggests a place where reality is what you make of it. Case in point, a week before this debate, many of Newt Gingrich's top campaign staff quit as a group, taking a lot of his presidential momentum with them. Here's how that reality looked to Gingrich surrogate Kathy Lubbers in the spin room.
You know, the campaign is in a perfect place, and I'll tell you why. Because we are focused. We're all about Newt's campaign.
I went from one podium to another, sifting through heaps of pablum, looking for grains of wisdom. In one corner, a surrogate for Congressman Ron Paul was being interviewed by John Oliver of The Daily Show.
Your lips are moving, but you're not saying anything.
Oliver said out loud what must have been going through many reporters' minds.
He clearly understood the issues of what causes economic crisis. He caught inflation of the money supply.
It's just so pointless.
Increased spending.
It's so pointless.
Regulation.
It's just so meaningless.
I decided to seek guidance from an expert in the thick of the melee. Trey Grayson has served time in spin rooms, and now he gets to observe it all as director of Harvard's Institute of Politics.
What am I supposed to get out of this moment exactly?
They all won, right? You know, everybody's telling you how great their candidates were.
In America, everybody's a winner.
Yeah, they're all presidential candidates.
Not to be too earnest, but is there any actual value to this part of the show?
You know, one thing that I thought was valuable is I keep looking at the big crowd among Michelle Bachmann's folks, and I think that's telling. That the more people crowding around certain candidates and continuing to sit around candidates, I think that's telling as to what the folks in this room thought about performance.
So what does it mean that this one solitary blonde kid standing with the Herman Cain sign is all alone?
Probably not a good night for Herman Cain.
Eventually, the former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain showed up. I caught another longtime spin room veteran on the periphery.
I am Dana Milbank with the Washington Post.
So for me as a novice to these sorts of things, do you have any advice for how to glean the most from the spin room?
Well, there's the hierarchy. If a candidate comes in to the spin room, you've got to grab that. I'm looking now and seeing Herman Cain surrounded by more cameras than he's ever seen in his life.
Should I go listen to what he's saying? I mean, I've just been listening to him for 2 hours.
It is unlikely that the Herminator has anything left to say that he has not said already.
Following Milbank's lead, I decided not to dive into the Herman Cain scrum. Who knows? I could have just missed an interview with the next president of the United States. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.